Renting a property can be a convenient and flexible housing solution for many individuals and families. As a tenant, paying a security deposit is a common practice to provide landlords with a sense of security against potential damages or unpaid bills. While most tenancies end smoothly, there are instances where the security deposit might not be enough to cover the costs or damages to the property. In this blog, we will explore the potential challenges faced by both landlords and tenants in such situations and discuss possible solutions. Understanding the security deposit. Before delving into the complexities of insufficient security deposits, let's understand what a security deposit entails. A security deposit is a sum of money paid by the tenant to the landlord before moving into a rental property. Its primary purpose is to protect the landlord in case of any damages caused by the tenant or to cover unpaid rent or utilities. In an ideal scenario, the deposit is refunded to the tenant upon the termination of the lease, assuming the property is in good condition. Reasons for insufficient security deposits. Significant damage. Some damages might be beyond the ordinary wear and tear that is expected in a rented property. In such cases, the cost of repairs or replacements can exceed the amount of the security deposit. Unpaid rent or utilities. If the tenant falls behind on rent or utility payments and then decides to move out, the security deposit might not be sufficient to cover these outstanding amounts. Lease violations. Certain lease agreements have specific terms and conditions that, if violated, can result in penalties or fines. The security deposit might not be enough to cover these charges. Misunderstanding of the purpose. Some tenants might assume that the security deposit can be used as the final month's rent, depleting the funds available for potential damages. The impact on landlords. For landlords, an insufficient security deposit can be financially burdensome. They rely on these funds to restore the property to its original condition and address any unpaid expenses. If the deposit falls short, landlords might face difficulty in covering the costs, leading to potential losses. This situation could be particularly problematic for individual landlords or those managing a limited number of properties. The plight of tenants. On the other hand, tenants might face significant challenges if their security deposit is insufficient. Firstly, they risk losing a substantial portion of their deposit, leaving them with little to no funds to secure a new rental property. Additionally, tenants could face legal action from landlords seeking to recover the outstanding costs or damages, which can damage their credit and rental history. Solutions and preventive measures. Communication and documentation. Landlords and tenants should maintain open communication throughout the tenancy. Documenting the condition of the property before move-in and after move-out can help establish a clear record of damages and wear and tear. Mutual agreement and negotiation. If there are repair or damage costs that exceed the security deposit, both parties can try to reach a mutual agreement and negotiate a payment plan that works for both sides. Renter's insurance. Encouraging tenants to acquire renter's insurance can be beneficial for both parties. It provides an additional layer of protection for tenants and may reduce the financial burden on landlords if certain incidents are covered. Regular inspections. Conducting periodic inspections during the tenancy can help identify and address potential issues before they escalate, allowing for timely repairs and minimizing the financial impact. Petty cash fund. Landlords could consider setting aside a portion of the monthly rent as a petty cash fund to handle minor repairs and damages, reducing the burden when the tenant moves out. Conclusion. Dealing with an insufficient security deposit can be a challenging situation for both landlords and tenants. Open communication, proper documentation, and preventative measures can help mitigate potential issues. Ultimately, fostering a positive landlord-tenant relationship and adhering to the terms of the lease can significantly reduce the likelihood of security deposit disputes and ensure a smoother transition for all parties involved.